This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Yeah, and you just heard Mario Cristobal there to open up the show, and you know he was talking about the effort that you've got to give in order to play and win tonight. And a lot of guys are either playing for other schools because you might be putting tape to transfer and get out.
Right.
Other guys may not be playing today because they've already got one foot out the door. And then you've got the other guys that he just talked about, the guys that are going to stick around, the guys that are going to carry trophies and that kind of stuff. Well, those guys are fighting for positions for next year and fighting for the respect of their coaches. And so there's a lot of things on the line besides just like a W or an L for the players. For us, we keep it very general. It's about winning or losing. It's about getting to a bowl game or not a bowl game. But for the players, there's a lot being played out right now because different human beings are in different situations right now. You've got frustrated ones that they know they're leaving. You've got other ones that have no idea where they stand. And then you've got the other guys, that are probably going to be here for a long time. Like one of the quarterbacks that for sure will be here for a couple of years. Yeah, guys like that, they're, Jacoby, is it Jacoby? Or Jakari. Jakari, I always want to call him Jacoby. I don't know why, man. But Jakari is a guy that's playing for the future. You know what I mean? Now, Manny Navarro said that his gut was telling him that it's going to be Tyler Van Dyke tonight. And I'm hoping that it is Tyler Van Dyke because I want them to win the game.
Right. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I want them to win the game, Jakari is so green, and I respect everything that he's done so far, but it's unfair to him to put him in this position. You know what I mean? It's not this. He's not supposed to be doing that. He's supposed to be hanging out this year and learning the system and learning how to prepare and learning how to read film and decipher defenses and all those kind of things that youngins do. But today it's interesting. It's kind of a soap opera inside that locker room because a lot of guys aren't in the same position.
You're right.
2 years from now, everybody's going to be on the same plane, on the same boat. They're all going to be rowing the same way.
True.
And guys will be graduating and moving on. But when you are taking over a program, there's a lot of disarray going on. And unfortunately, they're going to be casualties. And this is part of the process.
Can these guys spell pride? Because that's what they're going to be playing for, playing time, as you alluded to, next season and thereafter.
Here or somewhere else.
It's an audition. So, look, it's more than just winning today for these players. It's literally for their future and how bad you want it. And, listen, that's been a problem for Miami, playing for something other than pride, for playing for pride, period, because that's just, it's not a thing that you see Miami do. That's why I felt better than most about watching them and how last week transpired, because they fought. That those late two touchdowns, that made the score bigger than to me what the score, than what the game was. But in any event, listen, they got to do this. Well, it's senior night. It's a night game. No black uniforms, which I was glad to see. They're going with, the orange tops.
We're in South Florida, bro. You don't want to wear no black uniforms.
Well, it's an 8 o'clock game.
It's still the humidity of South Florida, bro.